For conditioned souls of this world, always it is not good. If you go on speaking about Krishna, who has played the best times of an enjoyer and master, then you may commit wrong, you may commit a mistake. Oh, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna has got 16,108 wives, then we can also take 2-3. What is this? When he can take, he is supreme, so he is taking 60,000, and we can take 2-3. If I take that, what harm? Like that. He is the only enjoyer, only Purush, and all others are not Purush. We are all Prakriti. We have to be enjoyed and dominated by that. When we take the ego of Purush, then everything will be lost. We are not Purush. Here, the male members are not Purush, female members are not Purush. Those who have got the enjoying spirit, they are acting like a Purush, being averse to Sri Krishna, has forgotten the relation of Sri Krishna, being blocked by the useful energy. They are thinking, we are the enjoyer. Now we may be in female form, in male form, but when the enjoying spirit is there, that is called Purush. We are not Purush. Purush is he. He is the only enjoyer and master. In Vrindavan Dham, he is the only enjoyer and master. All are serving him. There are no other devotees there. They are all have with different love relation. They are loving Krishna. Shanta, Dasya, Shakka, Vatsala, Madhur. Whatever you see in this world, actually it exists in the transcendental realm, Vrindavan. This is the perverted reflection. When we do not want to serve Krishna as master, eternal master, then we shall get non-eternal master here. We'll have separation grief and we shall be punished. When you don't want to serve Krishna as friend, then we shall get non-eternal friend here. That is the punishment. As much adjustment we shall have, and this separation so much grief you will have to suffer. Separation grief. When you do not want to serve Krishna as son, then you will get non-eternal son here. You do not want to serve Krishna as husband, non-eternal husband. Perverted reflection of this transcendental realm. Every relation with Krishna.